Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we take you into Monday, getting ready for football season coming up. And, of course, a lot of that on the way for the high schoolers coming up on the 23rd for all the official games beginning. And actually a lot more than that for high school sports with the girls in softball and volleyball. A busy, busy week coming up there. Cross-country seasons are right around the corner. A busy time in high school athletics here in and around the area. It's a busy time also in college athletics around the area as we get ready for the 2019 football season and all the sports seasons at the University of West Georgia. Soccer and volleyball got their preseason camps going. So did cross-country last week. Football wrapping up day one of preseason camp on Saturday. John Hurst, senior wide receiver, who's actually a graduate wide receiver, back for his final year, should be one of the mainstays of the Wolves offense, said after Saturday's practice, it was a very, very productive first week for the 2019 Wolves.
I've been impressed with everyone, really. You know, we got a lot of old guys coming back, a lot of experience on the team, so that's always good to see some veteran leadership, a lot more leadership this year than years past. And then I've been really impressed with the young guys as well. They've really been in the playbook, not too many busts or anything like that. They've been working really hard.
With classes starting Wednesday at the university, the practice regimen is going to be a little bit different. Morning today, morning tomorrow for David Dean's football team, and Wednesday afternoon about 3:45 as they get into the normal school schedule. Coming up, Falcons back to the exhibition grind this week. On Thursday, they've got the Jets coming in as, we'll see. Atlanta doesn't take preseason wins and losses seriously. They're looking to build a football team, and that's kind of what you're looking at there as well. Well, let's talk about the Braves. A total giveaway meltdown by a bullpen that is now called the Kerosene Squad on Saturday. They wanted to yesterday. A piece of dumb base running and a good arm by Ronald Acuna bailed him out in the ninth inning. And Atlanta did salvage the final game of the series in Miami. But still, the Braves are sitting so, so pretty in the National League East Division. They're 6.5 games ahead of Washington coming into play today. And, of course, the Mets and Phillies, well, behind that, Mets 8-back, Phillies 9-back. Mets are coming in, Braves with an off day today, and the series begins tomorrow. Kevin Harvick, winner on the NASCAR circuit yesterday. And on the PGA Tour, it was Patrick Reed, who had not won a golf tournament since a green jacket at Augusta a year and a half ago, won round one of the playoffs. They've got another round to cut the field again this week in Chicago, and then they come to Atlanta a week from Thursday to play for the Tour Championship. And that's a look at Monday Sports, and I'm Mitch Gray.